You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is made possible by our Patreon members. Thank you so much.
And if you're not a member and you'd like to hear us more than twice a month, join our Patreon. Starting at just $2 a month, you can listen to exclusive episodes just for Patreon subscribers.
Go to patreon.com/ancienthistoryfangirl for more info. And as always, thanks for listening.
I'm Jenny Williamson.
And I'm Jen McMenemy.
And this is Ancient History Fangirl.
And this is our end of season four announcement.
It's the end of season four, bitches. So, Jen, you remember how we said the last time we did an end of season announcement that we were going to do a season that had Mark Antony and Cleopatra and Spartacus and Dionysus and Thrace and gladiators in it?
And Boudica.
And Boudica, I guess she came in.
And Roman Britain was going to like appear as well, remember?
Can I just ask you a question? Did that happen?
Can I ask you a question? Are you capable of dealing with anyone in the Julian Claudian orbit and keeping it to two episodes? Is that something you can do?
I think that if you look back at my track record, the answer to that is no.
I think if you look back at my track record, the answer to that is also no.
We as a podcast are completely incapable of summing up the Julian Claudians in as many episodes as we predict we're going to be able to. Forget about it.
To be fair, I've already promised you another episode on Antonia, and I'm like, that is definitely not going to be a one-off episode.
Oh man, it better be. We're only giving you one episode for Antonia. Jesus Christ, we're not doing a whole arc on Antonia.
Oh no, I'm going to make you fall in love with her so hard, I'm going to need four episodes.
She always does this. She's always like, I need four episodes on Dionysus or whatever. And I'm like, we don't need four episodes on Dionysus. But then she convinces me otherwise.
Yeah, you know why? Dionysus is goddamn fascinating.
And we still haven't gotten to him because we have no idea what we're doing.
So this is our way of telling you that frequently when we record these end of season announcements, we're lying.
They're total bullshit.
The thing is, we're not only lying to you, we're also lying to ourselves.
True fact.
Everyone is being screwed over.
It's all just mutual gaslighting right now. That's what we're doing to each other and to ourselves and to you. So what we're trying to say is that this is the end of season four, and we didn't get through most of the things that we planned to do in this season, as you may have noticed, but we did get through a lot.
We got through a lot, and the reality of this season is I was walking to the train on my morning commute one day, and I realized as I was counting out episodes and thinking about like when things are going to drop and what graphics I needed to make, I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 19.
Because that's how you count.
That's how you count if you're me. But also, I'm not going to count to 19 for you because you have very important things to do with your time. Unless I could figure out how to do it like as a ASMR, in which case you would love that. I'm going to count very slowly and very soothingly to 19. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my God, my scalp is tingling.
I figured it out. I got ASMR.
We should do an ASMR episode. Just like something about the ancient world, but in ASMR voices.
Maybe as a Patreon exclusive.
If you want Jen's ASMR voice, you have to pay us monthly.
It's starting from $2 a month.
There's going to be an extra series, which is just Jen counting.
Anyway, so what happened on my commute? I started to realize that if we continued on with season 4 as it was, we would be looking at having a 19-episode season. If we took a break here, we would be able to give you 2 seasons. One that would be about 10 episodes, which you've just heard, and another that would be between 9 and I don't know how many episodes. Like 9 is what I think is the bare minimum at the moment, but our arcs always grow and change.
We're notoriously bad at predicting that.
So I said to Jenny, right, I think we should break the seasons here because actually we had this amazing arc on Antony and Cleopatra and Fulvia and our nice seasonal episodes, but Dionysus and Spartacus, they don't really connect as well.
Even in the beginning when we were planning it, it was sort of like a two-parter arc with the front half being Antony and Cleopatra, and then we would have like a seasonal episode or two, and then like a few interviews scattered in there, and then this next half being the Spartacus arc with all the stuff that's involved in that. And turns out that Cleopatra and Mark Antony took over our arc.
I mean, listen, it's an epic love story for a reason. A lot happened.
A lot happened, and we really wanted to do the story justice, and I think we did as best we could, and that required expanding it to 5 episodes. Sorry.
As we were talking about Spartacus, Jenny was like, yeah, but that'll just be a two-parter. And I was like, there is no way I can tell the story of Spartacus in under 3 parts. And before that, I gotta tell you how you became a gladiator and what that was like. And then as I was reading Spartacus, I found out about like Dionysus and how amazingly fascinating he is and what the cult of Dionysus is. And so I was telling Jenny like, oh, that'll be 1 episode. And then I did all the research and all the writing and I was like, so it's at least 2 episodes. And I think I have to do a separate episode on who the Thracians were. And Jenny was like, okay, let me get my head around this. You need 2 episodes on Dionysus, 1 episode on the Thracians, 1 episode on gladiators, and then at least 3 on Spartacus. You have another season.
Yeah. Plus the, you know, one of the things that we did this season that's different is we brought on some guests. Can we just stop and talk for a second, Jen, about something that I really enjoyed this past season, which was bringing all our interview guests on?
It was so wonderful to have different people on the podcast.
We have had ghost guests on. We had Cucullin. We had Julius Caesar. That's always really fun. But having like alive guests was super fun too.
What was really amazing this season was we brought on some different guests to tell us their stories.
Katie and Nathan from Queens appeared in our Fulvia episode reading the Sling Bullet dialogue. So of course we had to bring them back on the show, which was, I believe, the episode just previous to this one in the order we launched them in. And I just gotta say, like, if you bring Queens podcast onto your show, they will drink you under the table. And if you're very brave, you might decide to record that conversation and put it out into the world for people to listen to.
I just want to say, we recorded that episode on Jenny's birthday. And I said to her a few times, I was like, are you sure you want to do this on your birthday? I know you have plans and you're doing things. And she just kept saying, this is exactly where I want to be. I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. And I said, okay.
The funny thing was that after we recorded that, I had made plans to go meet some of my friends at a bar. And I really had to like leave the bar after an hour because I was so drunk. Like, I was too drunk to be in a bar.
That also sounds legit.
Katie and Ethan, I blame you guys, but it was such a great episode. That is the pinnacle, my entire body of work up until this point, everything I've ever written, everything I've ever done. I believe that that episode is at the pinnacle of it.
I have listened back to it, but I can't listen to it on the commute because it's so funny.
People are going to look back on my opus and be like, yeah, Queen's podcast episode was where Jenny Williamson peaked. I hope you've listened to it. If you haven't, just be aware it is one of our dirtiest episodes so far, I think.
Oh, yeah. If for some reason you're a Latin teacher who tweets us that you advise your students to listen to the episode, maybe not this one. Or maybe.
So we had this amazing Queen's podcast conversation where we just got to sort of get drunk with some really like-minded nerds who are nerdy about all the things we're nerdy about and just talk about all of our podcasty obsessions. And then we had this amazing conversation with Raven Forrest Frascalzo from the Tiny Vampires podcast, which was definitely a sober conversation. That was us not drinking.
The thing about that conversation was it actually really started for us a long time before we recorded that episode. In 2018, our seasonal episode had been all about vampires because one of us, it's definitely me, it's always me when it's a weird and wacky episode. I don't know, I didn't do Cucullin. I can't say that.
You can blame me for Cucullin.
First off, I'm not blaming you. I am bowing down to to that episode. It is a bit of genius. But in general, I tend to like weird mythology. And I said to Jenny, I'm all over the Halloween episode. I'm going to do vampires. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to find these ancient myths, which is what I did. But we started recording the episode. And as we do, we started realizing some of these vampire myths might be ways to explain things like disease. So we had on Raven, who is actually someone who knows these things. And it was incredible to sit down and be able to ask her questions about what these myths might actually mean.
And like test out our suppositions. I think that was really fun for me. And, you know, she just knows so much about this stuff. And I just felt like it would be awesome to have Raven kind of in the background on all of our shows explaining to us like why Mark Antony's troops all fell sick and felt the need to move the stones around on the plains of Parthia instead of fighting their battles. Like, what's that, you know? Like all these weird things that we find in sources like Plutarch and Suetonius and Dio, where they're telling us things that sounds like some kind of disease, but we don't know what the connection is. Someone like Raven can see those connections. It's really fascinating to have those conversations.
Absolutely. And we really hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And after that, The Explorers has always been someone who we've admired the work that she's doing, and we wanted to have her on the podcast.
Yeah, Kate the Explorist was absolutely phenomenal. She approaches the way that she tells her stories really differently than us, even though she covers a lot of the same ground, not all the same ground, but there's definitely some overlap there. And I feel like that conversation, you know, for weeks after we had it, I was still thinking about it. You know, it was one of those conversations where I kept referring back to it when I was talking to Jen about various things. And I'd be like, you remember when Kate said this?
We all approach our podcast very differently. And the way Kate picks her stories and the people she chooses to cover and the way she really embeds in a time period is so different from what we're doing. And it was just great to be able to sit down and have a nerdy conversation to ask her questions about things we haven't delved into. And I really encourage you to go back and give it a listen.
If you're listening to us or Queens or one of the more like really big narrative arc kind of podcasts, and then you go back to Kate's podcast and listen to some of the episodes that she has about everyday life in those time periods, especially everyday life for women in those time periods, it really is a great immersive experience. I just think that the work she does is really amazing.
So I guess the big thing here, Jenny, is we're going on hiatus.
We're going on hiatus. So after this end of season announcement gets dropped, we're going to go on hiatus and we're going to talk about all the Spartacus stuff and Spartacus adjacent stuff. And that is going to happen when, Jen?
So that is going to launch on March 5th. And I'm so excited. That is almost our 2-year anniversary. We launched on the Ides of March. So it's a little bit before. I mean, this was one of the stories we talked about launching with, and now to be here 2 years later being like, I'm finally able to cover it and do it justice, is just amazing.
It's so exciting when you've had something in your sights for so long and you finally get to do it. Like, there are so many things that I want to cover that I feel like that about. I felt like that about the Vercingetorix episodes. It's just such a good feeling to just get it out finally. So after that arc is when we plan to go to Roman Britain and bring you all the stuff we kept promising about Boudica and Anglesey and all that stuff. And then who knows, the sky's the limit.
We've got an idea.
Lots of ideas, but I don't think we can make any big promises now because it's so far in the future at this point.
It's so far in the future, guys. It's like 2021. But the first phase of our plan launches on March 5th. And if you're missing us, make sure you follow us on social. We're on Twitter at Ancient Hist Fan, on Instagram and Facebook at Ancient History Fangirl. And we have a Patreon.
Yeah, sign up for our Patreon. Starting at just $2 a month, you can get extra episodes from us, including one that's going to go up during the break. So you won't have to miss us quite so hard as those who are not members of Patreon do. And hopefully that sells it.
Hopefully. And, you know, if you're missing us and you can't afford to join our Patreon, always leave us a nice review. That's the kind of stuff that keeps us going late into the night.
Because bear in mind that the break is not a break for us. That is a point where we just work really hard trying to get everything prepped up for the coming season. So we're going to be working hard on the podcast.
But we love it and we love hearing from you. And we are so looking forward to seeing you guys again on March 5th.
Yes, so we will see you then, and in the meantime, have a great month.
Bye!
Hello everyone, it's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.